Juanita Irizarry led Chicago's Friends of the Parks group back in 2014 when George Lucas and his wife, Chicago investment banker Melody Hobson, joined then-Mayor Emanuel to announce a billion-dollar museum to replace the south parking lot at Soldier Field.
Everyone told me to back down. Well, they didn't know me.
Irizarry's group sued, arguing that the privately owned and funded project violated bans on construction east of DuSable Lakeshore Drive. The group faced backlash. Irizarry even said she had to change her appearance and her commute to avoid potential threats. But the Lucases eventually dropped their plan.
Sometimes you have to stand up to power, even when it's scary.
Now she's running to unseat former Chicago Alderman George Cardenas on the Cook County Board of Review, which has the power to lower property tax assessments.
It's all part of the same fight, whether working families can stay in our communities or get pushed out. And we're saying no!
We're in the loop. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9, WBBM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.